Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Deep in the heart of the Ozark Mountains in southern Missouri, a battle rages over the use of a national park, the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. This national park is visited by millions each year and was the first federally protected river system, established in 1964. In 2011, Ozark National Scenic Riverways was identified by American Rivers as one of the most endangered river systems in the country, citing mismanagement. Last year, the park announced a plan to address usage based on what it says is a changing demographic. It's the first usage study in 30 years. Missouri Environment's Meredith Turk visited the national park late last year and spoke with residents and park staff. What she found was a community still battling for independence amidst what they see as too much government control.
Are you? Yeah. Hey, glad to meet you, young lady. Sorry, I've got tied up.
I met Eric Mansfield at a grocery store in Ellington while he's buying food for his mother. He's a talkative man full of energy. In the first 15 minutes, we've already discussed religion, Russian literature, and possum recipes. He's the president of the Ozark Heritage Project. He's been an outspoken critic of the management of the Ozark National Scenic Riverways. Mansfield says the Park Service wants to protect the cultural heritage of the area, but he is skeptical because of historic structures falling apart under the park's supervision in the past.
We will be giving up rights. We will be turning over, granted, nationally owned treasures, but treasures that were in local families for generations and just watch them abused and misused.
The Ozarks were settled by independently minded European settlers who created a self-sufficient culture and society. It was also the scene of some of the bloodiest battles during the Civil War. This only fueled animosity towards the federal government.
All right. Is that it? We're in?
We're in the water.
Mansfield takes me down to a private easement in the Ozark National Scenic Riverways to meet Philip Moss, his wife Charlotte, their granddaughter Kim Rains, and their two great-grandchildren. It's a half moon on a crisp night last fall, and we're going out on the current river to gig some suckers, or hog mollies, as they're called. It's proper to say gig a fish, not catch a fish. I'm quickly reminded by these locals who come from generations of river guides. Rain says she grew up gigging, and it's less about sport and more of a way of life.
This is what we've done for years. People used to live for this, so, I mean, that's how they put food on the table, and that's how we put food on the table.
Mansfield and Rains are not against the Park Service, but they say it might be too much, and the general management plan could affect what they're doing here tonight.
You can overregulate to death because the people that spend the majority of their time on this, we wouldn't have the enjoyment. For one thing, we wouldn't want to eat fish out of a polluted stream. We don't need regulations for us to be good stewards.
I'm Phil Moss from Ellington, Missouri, raised up in Shannon County.
Phil Moss is the owner of Blazer Boats and comes from a generation of river guides. He started guiding on the river at the age of 12. Moss is somewhat of an Ozark tycoon, owning more riverside property than he can count, and a boat company that sells boats for gigging and river use. He still has fresh wounds from the eminent domain the Park Service used in acquiring his family's private land for the establishment of the park more than 50 years ago.
Typical Saturday, this place is completely full.
The story is not so black and white for Park Field Ranger Pat Jackson. He says his memories of life are on this river. As the face of the Park Service, Jackson deals with the pull between the residents he grew up with and the government he works for.
And they don't understand when they're like, oh, the Park Service, this or that. I just want to say, guys, listen, I'm from here. And you don't realize what we would have. We would have a Branson, you know, all the way up through here if we hadn't came through and protected what, you know, your grandpa. And it hasn't changed much except for what nature changed. It looks the same here as it did in 62 or 59, except for what God or nature wanted to do, it stayed. And that's important to me.
The National Park is expected to make a decision on the new management plan proposals sometime this summer.
That was Meredith Turk for Missouri Environment. You can listen to Missouri Environment every 2 weeks at this time on KBIA. You can also find us at kbia.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.